now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Now, we're going to walk easy in this segment because why? I don't want to step on anybody's feelings.
No. They're already killed.
Oh, on this show? See, have you been listening to the same show as I have?
Well, Conrad, I struck a nerve one day, and I don't want to do it again because I like my buddy Bob.
It can happen.
And it's not the first time.
Don't make
probably
me
won't be the last.
You boys.
But
don't make me pull this car over.
I understand. I know. I can't reach you, but if I could, yeah.
Well, anyway, so Jop was right. His delivery was less than
a little stern.
Yeah, it was kind of like the hickory switch, but the message was right because, and I knew it already. I just didn't want it to go out to 10 stations and the whole World Wide Web.
Well, Bob, we're talking about failure.
So I have my grilling shack, and I keep adding stuff to where I can barely function in it. So I took out our South American stainless. It's 32 by 60. It's a big, really heavy stainless grill, really cool elevated bed, all this cool stuff. And here's the funny part. I got that thing out by myself into the front yard.
Yeah.
Well, by laying down 2x10s,
yep,
and pushing it's
on casters, yeah.
And because I've been working out, I can
yeah,
do that.
Right. It's like a stainless steel coffin.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
So wow. Where are we going to put it? We have this area in the pool area that we made when Olivia, now she's 26, right, when she was a baby, I made this, I'm going to say it's a 8x12 little deck with a railing. We call it baby jail.
Right.
Because we put the little kids in there and let the wasps get them.
Oh!
They only cry for a bit.
Yeah. No, we put them in there and then they you know, they might not drown.
Well, yeah, they can't get out, and there's not that there's not people watching them, but they're just up there playing, and you don't have to worry so much that they're running around the pool. But
and now we're not watching kids. We're watching grandkids,
right.
So we have a lot more time, and our kids, they don't need to use it so much, and they won't use it because of the wasps. No, it only happened once. So I'm like, okay, I need a grill by the pool.
Yeah.
I've been wanting one, and that's the one I want to move, but this thing is double-walled stainless, but it's still, what's the outside temperature when you're burning lump in that thing?
Very hot to burn your arm.
Melt your skin.
Right, yep.
So it's like I can't have little kids around it.
Right.
So I'm making a gate on one end, and my son Alex will be over tomorrow for Easter.
Yep.
And he and Jordan and I are going to hoist that baby into the baby jail, and
there
it will
go.
Now be the new grilling area.
Yeah.
And it's going to have a cool little canvas roof.
Yeah.
And it's going to be,
and that thing is the best rotisserie I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've got a big motor on it, and it's got a hexagon rod that's an inch. You could put a whole hog on that thing and roast it. It's that big. This grill is huge, and we got it from
a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
He had it built or something.
Right.
And
yep. And so
he never used it,
so we took it from him. But yeah, anyway,
it's a cool device.
Yes, it is.
And I'm happy to have it where I can actually use it, because now that I have it out of there, I pulled the deep fryer up, and I have a spot for a table.
There you go.
I was using that as my table.
Right.
And yeah. But it's, you know.
So you're going to be able to fit it into this gated area?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have to lift it over the gate?
Does it I'll fit? Be able to open the gate and just barely hoist it, but it's still going to be three men and a boy.
Yeah, it's heavy. But it's because it's solid stainless steel and big hole for legs.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's a beast.
Got like eight,
but it's cool
steel
to have when you want to do a bunch of meat on a rotisserie. It's awesome. It's just awesome.
So I will finally have a grill in the pool area,
yep,
and that's a big deal. But I'm going to put a little roof over it, maybe a collapsible canvas or something, because I got all those trees out of there. It's
right,
all nice. Now I don't have to worry about bird poop on everything anymore.
Right. So let's talk about storage of the stuff that you use once or twice a year. You mentioned earlier when I was talking about the culotte steaks or the plancha, there's a rotisserie that I have that you had given me. It's got five different rotisserie motors in it, and you can roll
the Epicoa all at one time. It looks like it looks like a Secret Sam briefcase, only it's a big aluminum.
Yeah. Wow.
You open it up, the legs go on it. It's got rotisseries in the back, and it's got about 12 little skewers that you put in it.
Yeah,
and,
it's wonderful.
It's
cool. But I use that maybe a couple times a year.
Just to show off.
So storage is what I'm talking about, is that if you're going to design this grill area, if you can, give yourself some extra storage. You might be limited by geography, then you got to do it somewhere else, like I do right now. It's in my garage in a corner. But I'm doing my spring cleaning, found it in the garage. It's like, damn, I need to get this thing out where I can
get
at it.
Forgot I had it.
Right? I forgot I had it. It was packed away in the back and hidden behind stuff. So,
well, here's one tip for
that's
that.
Another thing.
Here's one tip for that. When you're planning that storage space, do like your kitchen designer would do, which you used to use kitchen designers. They're going to make a pantry and they're going to go up.
Right.
Because the foot space is that, you know.
What's limited.
Your footprint is what you have very limited amount of. And I would say that depending on what you're building, but womanized, what's really cool now is they're using a lot of this corrugated.
Yep.
You can combine them like you did.
Right,
you did
that. Yep.
And that's a great way to do it. And I just did that in the pool house. I've just built a whole new cabinet, put your granite that you gave me years ago, cut it, put it all in. It looks badass. It's all cherry and marble or granite. Yeah. And the whole thing is designed to be storage. And I did it so that I could put rubber tubs of those, you know, Rubbermaid things in there.
Yep.
And no more drawers, no more mice, no more none of that.
Right. Yep. Everything's got
a lid
on it.
You do that same thing in your grilling area.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Build up.
Yeah. Exactly. But it'll happen. But anyway, so those are some of the things that, that whole conversation, if I had to do it over again, I'd do it this way.
And now's the time.
Right. Yeah.
Because the pressure's not on yet.
Right.
Pressure will be on.
Yeah. Another month from now.
It's called Memorial Day weekend.
We'll have the pool open and... I don't even want to think about that. That's the hole in the ground to which I throw too much money.
The pressure right now is to make sure and remember what this weekend's all about.
That's right.
That's not even pressure. It's
right.
Pleasure.
Yeah. And tomorrow's Easter. And, you know, maybe we ought to talk a little bit about Easter food. You know, I don't know. I've been told that we don't want ham.
Really?
So I think I'm actually going to pull out a couple of those planches and feed the family with. Yeah. Something they've never had before.
You could
I'm sure.
do some lamb. That'd be appropriate.
Yeah, it
some
could.
Some feta cheese and some pita. Yeah.
No lamb? No, no ham for Easter?
I have one, and I was told by the six people that are coming over to five, and the six people that'll be there, five of them didn't want ham. So I'm like, well, that's okay.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, right. So I think it's going to, we want beef. Okay, sure. I'll get you beef. We got it. So it's no big deal. I'll make it happen. I always do.
You did. You bought it.
Right.
You're in.
Right.
So, problem solved.
But it's not traditional. But
yeah. Do you have the little lamb shaped butter to go on?
Oh,
so
isn't that
cute.
Nice?
No.
You haven't seen that?
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
You've never seen them?
No. No. But I've not been looking for them either. So,
That's kind of a Polish West Side tradition.
You're on the wrong website.
A lamb shaped butter.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it make it taste better?
Yeah, it sure does.
No, it's all about, you love the...
Not bunnies, but lambs?
Well, bunnies aren't part of Easter.
Okay.
That's part of a different cult. But you're very much into the motif and the display and the presentation. So this might be up your wife's alley.
Yeah, well, I'll have to get me some lamb-shaped butter. Where do you get that anyway?
You
go to a lamb-shaped butter store?
You buy the forms.
Yeah, the West Side.
Oh, it's a make-your-own.
Yeah, it's a little aluminum or pewter.
Oh, yeah.
And can I borrow yours when you're done with them?
No.
Yeah, because you don't have them either.
I don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Conrad? Does Mrs. Conrad make you lamb butter?
No.
Okay,
no, she does not.
Why the hell are we talking about
this? Does she make lamb?
Lamb butter sounds really strange for a second there. Hold on. Let me
process.
But
goat butter would be good.
Goat butter, yeah.
You're listening to Grilling Goats, or guys.
Nobody ever says he really got your lamb.
Right,
did he?
No.
He
exactly.
got your goat.
I'm sorry. I'm off track on that.
And then if you cut the head off of the lamb when you
butter your... We do a lot of Greek goat yogurt.
Oh, okay.
That's replaced sour cream.
Wow. That was a rabbit hole.
I know.
Holy cow.
Let's talk about beer.
But anyway, coming up next, we've got a guest in the studio, Gentry Barney, and we're going to bless you up for the holiday. Stick with us. We'll be back.